The Emmys are handed out Sunday night, and it's time for us to talk about the nominations, the snubs, and all the other fun stuff as we head into TV's biggest night. And Extras correspondent Renee Barge is joining us on the line. Hi there.
Hi.
This is like Super Bowl weekend for TV lovers, isn't it?
It is. It's like the Oscars of TV, and it's crazy. We're all in study, cramming mode, last minute. I was always the last minute girl, you know. I was always pick the girl the night before the big exam that would be up until 2 a.m. doing that. So there's a lot of shows to catch up on, by the way.
That's all thanks to, like, streaming services and everything now, too, right?
Yes. Who has time? No. Well, we make time because it's worth it. There's some really good things out there, though.
There are. Okay, so because I love drama, and I'm not talking about dramas, I'm saying drama, let's talk about the snubs. People are freaking out that The Good Fight got snubbed hard. Do you agree with the outrage?
I didn't watch it, so I can't join in on that, that fight, on that one. Did you watch it?
I did. I thought that Christine Baranski was snubbed, but let's move on then.
Everyone's always upset about something, but then there's too many shows. Like, there's so many snubs when you think about it, because there's so many great shows.
Yeah, okay, so Better Things got no love.
Yeah.
Interesting, the two shows that have positive-sounding names, The Good Fight and Better Things, got such a negative response to the Emmys. Isn't that sad?
This time around, but I think, like, when you look at this year, it's really about these shows that are coming to an end that have been these huge juggernauts, like Game of Thrones and Veep. So many people were left out because, finally, all of these actors from Game of Thrones who hadn't been nominated before are finally in these categories.
Let's talk about Veep, because it's up for Best Comedy, and then, of course, naturally, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is up for Best Actress, right? Do you think it was snubbed in any categories, though?
I don't think so, and I think that, honestly, that they have had so many nominations over the years, and rightly so. I think that if Julia doesn't win Best Actress in a Comedy, then that will be a snub, especially given that it is her last time. And if she wins, she's going to set a new record. I spoke to her recently about that and how much that would mean to her, and that she is really excited and praying for that moment. And even Rachel Brosnahan said that she'll be clapping like crazy for Julia when she wins. Like, she has no hope in her mind that she's going to win that. So I think if she was to take it out over Julia, that would be a snub.
Now, in other Julia news, Julia Roberts didn't really get much gold earlier this year, and she's getting no love for Homecoming. Should she have been nominated?
No. That was a big snub, actually. That actually was one that we haven't talked about too much. It feels like it came and it went. But again, it was just such a big year, and especially for the women. There was a lot of incredible female-driven performances, so I think it's really hard. But it's Julia Roberts. Everyone expected that she would, but I don't think the show took off as much as maybe it was anticipated that it would.
Right. Let's shift gears, though, to some other acting legends and some good news for them. A lot of love for my fellow Canadians on Schitt's Creek. The show finally getting nominations this year, four of them. Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, legends, love them. How do you feel about the show?
I'm obsessed with it. Dan Levy is a dear friend of mine, so I am, like, so incredibly proud. I've watched every single episode. I think it is genius. I would love to see Eugene Levy win. I don't think he's going to, because Bill Hader is going to take it for Barry. That's my prediction, but I would love to say maybe next year that they will take home some gold. But I'd love to see all of that. The entire cast deserves that. I mean, the show, it's genius. It's incredible.
It is. Okay, so let's make some of those predictions, at least in the major category. So Best Comedy, you're thinking, is going to go to...
Best Comedy, I think it's going to go to Veep. I think it's between The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Veep, but political reasons, Veep being its last season, I do think it's going to go to Veep.
Okay, Best Drama.
Drama, that is really hard for me. I think it's going to go to Game of Thrones, but Killing Eve, for me, deserves it. I love that show. I think it is incredible, but come on, it has to be Game of Thrones.
Okay, what do you think about This Is Us, though? Because, you know, when the show first started on NBC, lots of acclaim for it. It's not a top contender for you in Best Drama this season?
No, I think it's an incredible show, and again, the cast, I think there's a very good chance that, you know, that we see Sterling K. Brown take another award home for his performance. But I think when it comes to Game of Thrones, I mean, who wasn't talking about Game of Thrones this year? Mm-hmm. We didn't go one day without somebody talking about that show.
Okay, so we already covered Best Actress Comedy. It's a fight between Julia, and I'm going to say Catherine. What do you think? You're saying Julia.
I'm saying Julia. It was a fight between Rachel and Julia. I think it's going to go to Julia.
Okay, over for Best Actor. Again, we've already talked Eugene and Bill.
Bill.
Bill. Okay.
Bill Hader. Come on, Barry's incredible. Have you watched Barry?
I haven't seen the whole season, but yeah, I've seen one or two. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, best actress drama.
I think it's a tight race for me between Sandra Oh and Emilia Clarke. But again, it's Emilia Clarke's last chance to win for this, for her performance in Game of Thrones. And what an incredible arc she had, especially in this last season. Everyone was talking about her. The last episode, the big finale of Game of Thrones, was all falling on Emilia Clarke. So I think that it's got to go to her.
You know, Sandra Oh had a big, we'll call it award show season. That's, of course, at the front part of the year. And we always hear that the lead up to the Oscars, you know, what happens in the award shows before the Oscars is sometimes an indicator of what's going to happen. What do you think, though, when it comes now to the Emmys and Sandra Oh?
I do think that leading up to the Golden Globes, I would be very surprised if we didn't see her win SAG. 100%, I think we'll see her win at the SAGs, and a very good chance at the Globes of her taking that home. But I just think for the Emmys and the Emmy voters, I think we're looking at Emilia Clarke.
Okay, best actor drama.
That's another hard one, but I think it's Kit Harington, Game of Thrones. He has been incredible, and it's his last chance to win. But it could go to Sterling K. Brown. He is everybody's favorite. He is the king of TV. Everybody loves him. It's very tight between Kit Harington and Sterling K. Brown.
Okay, I have to ask you, did you do what I did when I was a kid? I got the TV guide because there was a checklist for all the categories. I made my own predictions, even though I had no idea what half of the shows were.
100%. Okay. Yeah, totally, and I still do that. But I actually do watch all of the shows, and I'm so invested that I do feel robbed. I understand that snub feeling that I feel robbed when my pick doesn't win.
And now, thanks to the internet, I'm grateful when those websites come up with the printable list. That really helps a lot.
Yes! So good, yeah. That's what I have right in front of me now.
All right, so what does Extra have on tap for Emmys weekend?
Oh, we are going to be covering it from all angles. I'll be on the carpet along with Billy, which is going to be a lot of fun, and Jen, she'll be on the carpet as well, and then I will be backstage with all the winners when they come off stage, and then we've got all of the parties are going to be covered as well, so come Monday, we will be hitting the Emmys from all angles. I'm really excited.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I mean, I get really excited about the fashion, and for me, the new princess of TV is Zendaya. She's not nominated, but she's going to be presenting, and I think we're going to see her nominated for everything next year when it comes to the Globes and everything, and she kills it with fashion. She is the best stylist in the biz lore. So I'm very excited to see her on the carpet. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be there because she's presenting. I love seeing the Game of Thrones cast. It's going to be really fun to get to see a lot of them who haven't been nominated before, like Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams. It would be great to see them all.
When it comes to fashion on the red carpet, obviously Oscars a little more formal. What are you expecting to see for the Emmys, though?
The Emmys is fun because it's a little less predictable. I feel like people do have more fun. You see a lot of women wearing pantsuits and being a little more playful and more comfortable. I'm doing something a little different for me, something that I wouldn't normally do for one of the other award shows, because you can kind of take it down a notch in a sense. You can play it a little cooler and have a bit more fun with it. So that's what I'm kind of expecting to see a lot of color and playfulness and kind of young, fun, vibrant dresses and looks.
Where do you see the acceptance speeches going this year? You know, we've seen people sort of, you know, taking a stand, right? They're using it as a soapbox sometimes to get political. Do you see that happening this year at the Emmys?
I really do, and I think the fact, again, that there's no host this year, and it's driven by the presenters and everything, it does free up that little bit more space and time for people to do that. And I think when you look at the landscape and the climate that we're in, and a lot of these shows that are nominated, like when they see us and shows that have these really, really big, important talking points, the platform is there and people are going to take it. I would be very surprised not to see that.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching Extra, and I guess all the updates online throughout the weekend, right?
Yes, all on our Extra Instagram too. We'll be all over it.
All right, Renee, thanks for joining us, and enjoy your Emmys weekend.
Thank you so much.